You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena, and welcome along if you've just tuned in or woken up. You're on The Breakfast Show, and we are talking about the Dock Edge Film Festival with Dan Shannon. Morena, Dan, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm great, thank you. Who is waking up now?
Oh, people who are chilling out, I reckon. I always think about that. We do sometimes get a text from someone being like, just waking up. I'm like, oh,
that's
lucky
so
for
lucky.
Some. I know.
So lucky.
Hey, it is lovely to have you in here. Last time we spoke to you, we were just saying off air, was online in the middle of everything in the pandemic last year. Mm-hmm. But this is a very exciting new era. We've got the Dock Edge Film Festival kicking off tonight.
Yes.
You had your awards ceremony last night.
We did.
I think the best place to start is probably, what is the Dock Edge Festival for people who don't know, Dan?
Sure. And if you don't know Dock Edge, please find out and join us tonight for the opening and for the rest of the month of June. Now, June is the month of documentary for us. Dock Edge is a festival that now in its 16th year,
wow,
celebrating documentaries from New Zealand and around the world. We are the home of storytelling that changes your world, because documentaries are so powerful and so impactful. And if you a bit worried about, you know, documentaries, don't be. Just come watch whatever you like.
Yep.
The program is very diverse. 83 films in the festival this year, a lot of short and feature films. And you can find something, there's something for everyone there. So,
yeah.
And even if you're not sure, my suggestion is always come, watch, even go blank without planning, without reading the synopsis, because you'll be surprised.
And I think that's one of the nicest things about any kind of a film festival, is that you will discover stuff that you weren't necessarily expecting to even come across, let alone like. And with documentaries as well, you're getting these really interesting windows into worlds that can be quite different or very similar to your own, depending on what you go and watch.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how you've kind of organized this, because I see if people jump on the website or if they look through the brochure, you've got it in different kind of sections,
mm-hmm,
which I guess helps it be a little bit easier for people to access. What kind of stuff is on offer at the film festival this year?
It's a vast range of films, and as you mentioned, we divided it into seven categories just to make it easier for people to navigate. I'll give you an example of a couple of categories, like fame, I'm gonna live forever. So this is films about arts, cultures, music.
Yep.
The film Tina, about Tina Turner, a brand new film, is part of it. A film about the Rossellinis.
Wow.
Which is a fascinating family with, Roberto Rossellini, the famous one, but also the rest of them. And it's told from the point of view of the black sheep of the family.
Right.
So a lot of humor there, too. And then you have family funhouse, stories of really family and wonderful intimate stories. There is one on tomorrow night at Sky City Theatre, and we have the guest from Australia,
oh,
Heather,
wow,
Kroll. It's called Year Old Feather. And it's one of those intimate films, daughter-father relationships that everyone can relate to. Heather is here from Australia, and having the bubble with Australia is so wonderful,
yeah,
because we can have a few international guests
totally
coming.
Yeah.
So that's 6 p.m. tomorrow, and she will be there doing Q&As afterwards. Highly recommended for everyone to join us for that film.
So there are, I mean, we were just asking you off here, what are some of your favourites? And you said you've got 83 favourites, which is a very diplomatic way of putting it, but, you know, this is an extremely strong programme.
Yeah.
What are some of, like, I guess off the top of your head, movies that you're looking forward to or that you really hope people make an effort to go and see?
Look, first and foremost, the New Zealand films. You know, filmmakers were navigating through a very challenging times through COVID, making films, completing their films. The fact that we still have 83 films in the festival, just like last year, is quite remarkable. So there are four New Zealand features, a lot of New Zealand shorts that are all online. But the New Zealand features are not to be missed. And again, supporting filmmakers and their subject, the film High Tide, Don't Hide, dealing about the students' strikes for climate change, looking at students, following students in Wellington, Thames and Auckland and South Auckland, coming together with that strike. You know, you watch that film and the behind the scenes, things that you don't get to see otherwise on the news or on TV, and you feel hope. You feel that hope is there for the next generation. Another New Zealand film is The Sea Decides, about the guy who sailed from Singapore to New Zealand on his own, on
amazing,
a boat. You know, remarkable stories.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that is really special about a documentary film festival, is that you get these incredible stories, and they all, you know, real, you know. It's things that you go, this is like incredible that these are things that are happening to people, you know, all around the world all the time. There is such an incredible diversity of programming in here. There's a lot of really interesting historical features as well. Any faves in that kind of realm that you're thinking of off the top of your head?
Yes, I mean, look, lots of them, but The Jump, the Cold War and a guy trying to escape from the east to the west, and his incredible story, and he's such still at an old age, very, very passionate and articulate, and reenacting all the drama.
Wow.
Fascinating film. And the other historical one, there is one about the Vietnam War with the soldiers who refused to go to the Vietnam War. And
which is not a story you necessarily hear much of often, is it? You know, particularly in that context.
That's right. That's right. And some from the stories from the Holocaust period as well. Love story of a Jewish girl with an SS officer in Auschwitz. I mean, how still 70 plus years after the Holocaust, we still get every year films that are so still very surprising. It's called Love It Was Not, that film, and it's screening online. So just so people understand, some of the films are only available online, and you go there and you can watch it anytime you like from tomorrow.
Cool.
4th of June until the 11th of July. The films that are screening in the cinemas in Auckland and Wellington will come online after they finish their physical screenings in Wellington.
So go and get out and get into the cinema for those ones. Definitely, it's great to be able to support those venues as well. But yeah, you can watch a lot of amazing stuff from home. There is some really interesting content around the pandemic as well in here, which I think is always important too. And as you were saying, the short film programming is pretty special as well.
31 shorts from New Zealand and around the world. They're all packaged online for $30. Oh, it's less than a dollar a film.
Come on, that's fantastic.
So easy. And you mentioned the pandemic, the big winner last night at the awards for Best International Feature is the film Wuhan.
Yeah.
And Yang Chen, the director, is a Doc Edge alumni film, a filmmaker. And what's so beautiful about this film is it looks obviously in the city of Wuhan, but from the personal, not the political, not the things that we hear. It's really the people on the ground in the city at the time of the start of the pandemic. It's remarkable film, and we are so glad that it won the best award. And I'll just mention the New Zealand winner from last night.
Yes.
It's called Valerie Taylor, Playing with Sharks.
Cool name.
Really good. And she's an advocate based in Australia, but amazing life and highly recommended as well. Sally Atkins will be here from Australia. She's a New Zealander, but she's based in Australia. She's coming to present her film on Queen's Birthday this Monday. So we'll be at the Sky City the whole weekend.
Fantastic. So if people want to find out more about this, you go to festival.docedge.nz or keep an eye out for the Doc Edge Festival programs, which will be around town, I presume.
It's all over the city.
Excellent. Dan Shannon, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us about the festival. It's always great to chat to you, and enjoy the rest of the month.
Thank you, Rachel. Looking forward to seeing everyone there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.